President Obasanjo and President Babangida have always made their stand on Nigeria's unity very clear. Each of them at different times has made it abundantly clear that if necessary to keep Nigeria together, they are prepared to wear their uniforms and go back to the trenches. So the joint statement as far as Nigeria's unity is concerned, in my view, it's simply a confirmation of statement that they have made several times in the past and also a clear testimony probably to their belief that Nigeria must remain one united entity despite whatever crisis that, the nation may be facing.
Professor, the fact that former President Obasanjo is a Christian from the southwest and former military leader Babangida is a Muslim from the north. Do you think this probably makes their message to resonate more or have any kind of an urgency to what they are saying?
I think where they are coming from is not really very important. The problem in Nigeria, as has always been, is that of weakness on the part of the leadership. The failure to convince the citizenry that the leadership is responsible enough to handle and tackle the problems of the Nigerian people, I think, in my view, has contributed immensely in the degeneration of state of affairs and the growing national insecurity, perhaps arising from the very precarious social condition which majority of the citizens find themselves in.
The two former leaders have called for the involvement of the entire Nigerian community, including religious leaders, the government itself, and grassroots organizations to resolve this crisis. Does this mean that they don't have that much confidence in what the government is doing?
I think the call by the two leaders, in my view, simply amplifies the growing national aspiration on the need to devolve more powers from the center, the local levels of administration, up to the community and family level, so that a lot of such issues that normally erupt from the community are addressed before they escalate.
The two leaders said that there are ample opportunities at hand to bring all armed belligerents to the table for meaningful dialogue with the authorities. Is this possible?
Yes, it is very possible. We have seen President Yar'Adua during his time, despite his very poor state of health, bringing the militants in the Niger Delta area that have succeeded in disrupting oil supplies, oil production in Nigeria, to a round table, and amnesty was granted to them, and Nigeria got back to oil business and was able to meet its OPEC quota. So it's on left for government to deploy the necessary willpower, political power, to negotiate. And I'm telling you, if that is done, in a matter of time, all these issues will become a matter of history.